You know the old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. But the way to get to Radio City Music Hall, at least for one retired Air Force colonel, turns out to be $118,182.44. All to realize his childhood dream of playing the famous hall's massive Wurlitzer pipe organ. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Colonel Jack Molman has played big organs all over the country. One of the second largest Wurlitzers is in St. Louis, where he currently lives, and he has played organs in England and Italy and all over the U.S. But playing this organ in Radio City Music Hall was different. And when he first sat down to play it last Thursday,
it was overwhelming. It's like somebody that owned a Cessna little airplane and all of a sudden had to pilot a 747.
Molman grew up in Oak Park, Illinois, and started playing piano when he was 8. At 14, he experienced the theater organ for the first time. The concert organ you hear in churches is different from theater organs that were developed to accompany silent films and that allow you to create a whole orchestra. That's the kind in Radio City. That organ has 4,000 pipes, 2 consoles, and 4 keyboards. The president of the Theater Organ Society International, Gus Franklin, and Nelson Page, also active in the group, wanted to figure out a way to play at Radio City, but it wasn't happening. The idea to use his own money from bonds and savings came to Molman, he says, while shaving.
I got up in the morning, looked in the mirror, and I said, we're going to go for it. These other people I'd talked to said, you're nuts. But I said, let's go for it. We had to phase it down a little bit.
His original idea was to have more organs, drummers, even the Rockettes. The hall seats 6,000 people, and only about a third of the orchestra section was full Saturday evening. Nelson Page, the master of ceremonies, said about 800 tickets were sold for $50 apiece. Rehearsing was difficult. Molman brought 4 other organists. There are 2 consoles, and communicating between the two sometimes meant talking by cell phone or shouting across the hall.
You missed it.
The 2 consoles are about a block apart.
Hey! You missed it.
As the performance neared, outside on the line were many of Molman's friends, including Joanne Gladfelder, who flew in from Springfield, Illinois, and Don Neer, who flew in from Los Angeles.
I was with him the day he sent the money to Radio City Music Hall to rent the hall.
Oh,
I went
God.
Right home and ordered my plane fare.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
When Molman, who was 67, appeared in a white jacket, he had to maneuver himself with some difficulty up and down off a high chair to speak to the audience, cracking jokes with a dry sense of humor.
I'm glad you're all here. We're going to have a great time. I've got other friends of mine who are wonderful organists. They really play better than I do because they've told me.
He introduced a program of Broadway show tunes, patriotic songs, and some unexpected surprises like the Rubber Ducky song from Sesame Street. In the end, he got a standing ovation, and when asked what was next on his list to achieve, he had only this to say.
Go home and go to bed.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.